I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Something unusual at the Tevatron. That's right. This is a story about subatomic physics. And subatomic physics is an extremely exciting new frontier. That's why they built the accelerator that's sometimes in France and sometimes in Switzerland. That's the Hadron Collider. But this is an announcement from the U.S. Department of Energy's Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory. It runs the Tevatron. The announcement requires a lot of attention because the impossibility here is the Higgs boson. That's the God particle that the Hadron Collider is searching for at huge speeds and huge acceleration speeds into the future. The question now is, what has the Tevatron found? Helping me on this, as always, is Amir Oxel, whose book, President at the Creation, I recommend for the background of the search for the God particle, but also the story of CERN and the Large Hadron Collider. This is the Tevatron, however. Amir, a very good evening to you. Thank you for joining quickly. And what we have here is a sudden revelation to the media of something that the physicists at Tevatron have been debating for some time. First of all, what is it that they've found that it needs interpretation?
Yes, good evening. Great to be on the show. Well, apparently there's a discovery that has been made. Now, we should mention the fact that these discoveries don't happen, at an abrupt moment. They take time. And the reason is that both the Tevatron Accelerator and the Large Hadron Collider collect data through these collisions. At Tevatron, it's proton-antiproton, and at CERN, it's proton-proton collisions. And these occur at a very high frequency, billions and trillions, and the data analysis is the key point here. So apparently the data has been collecting for months now, and another important point to understand here is that there's a great competition between the two labs. Tevatron is closing down to save money, and CERN is on its at the beginning of its road, really, with the Large Hadron Collider. So the people at Fermilab that runs the Tevatron have an incentive to try and finish with a bang, so to speak, and this bang of particles that has been going on for a long time has to be analyzed. So apparently something has shown up in the data, a peak at apparently 144 billion electron volts, which is, it's within their range and also, of course, within the range of energy for CERN, which is seven times more than Tevatron. And there, from what I understand, there has been a release of particles from the collision, that is two jets and a heavy particle such as a W boson, which is one of the heaviest particles known. This is unknown and unexpected because the Higgs doesn't decay that way. The Higgs is supposed to decay into four leptons. These are particles like electrons or muons, certain kind of particle. This is different. So nobody knows what it is. People have been scratching their heads and saying, if we find out what it is, it could and very well would become huge news. The biggest news in half a century in physics is how some of the physicists have been describing it. But at this moment, nobody really knows what it is.
It's called a three sigma bump. What does that mean?
That's a statistical description of what's going on with the data. So the way it works is when you have an unusual event, that's in general in life a two sigma event. That's how all other sciences do it, in biology, in economics, in lots of different areas. Two sigma means 95% probability and more that whatever you found is true. Now apparently physicists don't like that. They want five sigma, which is the probability of it being right is something like one minus one in a million or something, or much less than that. So it's a very, very small probability of being wrong. You find these probabilities from a normal distribution table. So it's just the tail area under a curve. And these are very, very small probabilities. So basically, to make it simpler for people, five sigma means the evidence for the existence of a particle or a force or whatever is searched for is overwhelming. The probability of being wrong is very close to zero. Now, the result here is 3 sigma. 3 sigma to any statistician is pretty convincing. 3 sigma means that the probability of being wrong is very, very small, but it's not one in a billion or so. So they want this great sureness of a 5 sigma, but I would say that 3 sigma is pretty good, pretty convincing. I would write a paper with 3 sigma.
Amir, I learned from your book that they're looking for the Higgs boson in a certain range of energy. Is this range where they found this, what did you say, 1.4 million? Is this the range where we expected to find the Higgs boson?
Well, that's a good question. The Higgs is believed, basically actually because of Fermilab, is believed to be heavier than 114 billion electron volts. This is 144. I would say it's a ballpark, but there is an exclusion region there, which I don't remember exactly, but it starts somewhere higher than 114, and then there's another region starts again at much higher energy. So I think, well, these are estimates, so nobody really knows for sure, but this is a ballpark number. And from 114 to 104, as a lower limit to 144, seems to me pretty good. It can very well be a Higgs, except that the decay products are not what they believe a Higgs should decay into, and that's the stumbling block here. On the other hand, they said one of the reports was that they think it has to do with mass. If it's not a Higgs, it's something that does the work of the Higgs.
Let us recall what the Higgs does. It gives the charge to matter. So how is it that Higgs, or that we need to find the Higgs? Why we've theorized it in the standard model. Why do we still need to look for it?
Right, the Higgs is that so-called God particle that gives everything mass, and so it's the sort of the apex of particle physics right now. It's the missing piece of the in puzzle of the standard model of physics. So that's a very, very important particle. But until you find it, you can't really tell whether it really exists or not. And there's another theory by Steven Weinberg of the University of Texas, and also Leonard Susskind at Stanford, that there may be another particle that does the work of the Higgs, and that's a technicolor particle. That's the name given it. But the technicolor particles are believed to exist at much higher energies. So at 144, which is where this particle may exist, it's either a Higgs or something like it, or maybe something totally different is what some people have been saying. But the Higgs, of course, as you said, is very, very important because it's going to seal the standard model and explain everything in it. How we'll know how mass was obtained in the early universe.
Giovanni Punzi, the Fermilab physicist, is said to have, with his colleagues, posted a paper, and that it has been submitted to Physical Review Letters. So it's going through now the peer review process, correct?
Right. That's a very good journal, by the way. And it will go through peer review. Apparently, what physicists have been doing in the last few years, or maybe a decade or longer, is to post papers online. There's a place online that takes these papers so you can read them before they're peer-reviewed. And the reason for it is because of the Internet. Information flows much faster nowadays, and you don't want something sitting at some reviewer's desk for several months before anybody knows anything about it. So we learn a little bit about it, but this is, as you said, has gone to the journal and not online. So
we need the journal to do the peer review. There'll be much more comment. These are the first hours of the media learning about something that's been debated at Fermilab, which is closing down for some time. A 3 sigma bump being analyzed as question mark, what is it? If it's not the Higgs boson, what is it? Amir Oxel, he is the author of And You Need to Understand This in Subatomic Physics. It's the frontier, just like space exploration is the frontier, subatomic physics and the search for the Higgs boson at the Hadron Collider. Present at the creation is Amir's book. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.